packed up around in there. Eureta, she, they didn't throw away nothing. We had a, you plant big pea patches, butter bean patches, and other things. They can that stuff. They can enough of that stuff to do them through the winter.
My granddaddy used to raise sugar cane.
Oh, I know good sugar. God, I used to raise
ribbon cane, that purple.
Yeah. Make sure I have made it. I had some kind of called old cane, Pure J. I used to plant around here. So I make 300 or 400 gallons of syrup.
Really?
I never heard of that back in them. It just keep bunching out, you know, every year and get thicker, but the stalks wouldn't be so big. But that sugar cane, I used to plant it.
You did?
Make syrup.
Just a patch of it would be a big
thing. I planted a good big patch of it. Sometimes you clean your place on branch and where it would stay. Good moisture.
Really? Golly.
And I grew. When I was a pretty good size boy, my granddaddy, on mother's side, he found a, he went to Randolph and bought a place, and I used to go out sometimes, stay a week or two with him, and kind of in the fall, and boy, I'd be tickled to death with that cane patch. He had it on that creek. Boy, yeah, cane, you just reach up there. I'd walk that patch all hunting them big, tall stalks, you know. I'd get me 4 or 5 of them. And,
you'd cut them off with a big old, cut some kind of knife, pocket knife or something?
Yeah,
like that.
I'd trip them, you know, and you want them to look tall, you know, and you're trimming up there, and like to do with cane, you've seen them in town selling it, you know.
Yeah.
Cut it off way up yonder, you know. Yeah, throw that away anyway, and right. Nothing but to make it look like it's showing up tall stalk. My granddaddy, when he used to raise a heap of fruit, he had a heap of fruit trees and things. He'd sell watermelons and fruit and cane and stuff. I used to go coupled with him on the wagon, peddling.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good big title, boy. I just taking me down the book. Couple with him pedal. He'd give me, I don't know, 50 cents, 75 cents, a dollar or something, and I'd buy me a bunch of junk, you know. I'd buy candy, I reckon, the biggest thing.
Yeah. But things used to come in big. How did things come packaged, like, when y'all would? Did your father furnish? Did he have a store that he would furnish his?
No, we never did food or.
The
store, but a heap of time with his hands there, sharecropping things. He might buy out some other stuff that he, you know, keep it. He'd furnish him some meat. He'd furnish it out of smoke out, and then he'd buy syrup from him. And they'd buy corn from him and make meal. You know, there's always old country meal close around. You carry your corn there and get it ground into meal.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You must have ground it by, it was the one right across over yonder. They grind it by water at a pond there, and they grind it by water.
Look, I'm keeping you.
Yeah, I ain't. I'm about to. I ain't going to do nothing there.
Well, I mean, were you supposed to go home with them, or were
no,
they?
No, I ain't going home until about night.
Okay. Well, if you got a little time longer, I'd like to talk with you anymore. Okay. I thought maybe somebody was out there waiting for you. But, well, there were all sorts of gins around this area, too, weren't
there? Well, a big smoke gin was close to. My granddaddy used to have old gin house. My granddaddy, my daddy, when he was young, before he married my mother, he worked when my granddaddy was running that old gin house. And now, it used to be old gin sitting right up here, old horse gin. He used to have a horse gin. I remember when I was a little kid, I remember going up the stairway on that thing and sitting up there on it, that old gin house up there, and they pulled it like a cane mill. They pulled it by mules or horses or something other. By mules and things that run around and pull it the same way like the cane mill.
Huh. Good God.
And they wouldn't gin on maybe 3 or 4 bales of cotton a day. And then Mr. Peter Small, he finally went into, he ginned more because he finally got him a boiler and all. He went into steam mill.
Huh.